Hello people, it's about 11 o'clock in the at night, and I am sort of in a pondering mood again. I'm going to call this Boo Weight Loss Ward because of a documentary, I suppose, that I watched the last 3 weeks, so 2 weeks ago, last week, and today. Every Tuesday, for those in the UK, every Tuesday, 8 o'clock UK time on ITV1. Weight Loss Ward is actually showing a few patients from Sunderland Royal Hospital, the Weight Loss Ward, basically where people are being kind of examined whether they should have weight loss surgery. Some just, you know, start their journey, some get their surgeries then, and so on and so on. We've been talking about it on our forum, on our weight loss surgery forum. And we've been talking about the fact that actually most of the time, I would say, the media over-dramatizes things to make it, I suppose, more interesting for the viewers. They either show the ones who are really struggling, or they show the ones, and they do show the ones who it's worked for. Now, I must say that Weight Loss Ward is a bit more balanced. It's quite a balanced, I should say, documentary. Although they've never really, they've not. Please bear with me tonight. I'm literally tired. They have not mentioned many complications after a gastric bypass. They have today mentioned about gastric bands and how they can slip. That's an interesting thing that they've just mentioned that today, because a few in my forum are suffering from this band slippage, and they're getting their band converted to gastric bypass simply because the band slipped and it's just no longer working. But they've not exactly put anything about any complications after a gastric bypass. Maybe it's because they know that usually any complications are only due to people not eating how they should or not doing what they should, excuse me. It shows people who are struggling to meet the weight loss targets before being allowed to have surgery. And we on the forum had a bit of a rant about one of the girls on there. It was a 29-year-old lady who was refused for surgery twice because she just did not meet the weight loss target. Third time, she still must have not learned it, her lesson, because just when her liver shrinkage diet was supposed to start, she booked a all-inclusive holiday. And you would think that
You know, when you're awaiting a surgery, you won't book a holiday, surely. Especially not all-inclusive. So I felt like she was taking, pardon the language, she was taking the piss. And they're probably people waiting desperately and trying all they could, you know, while she had a third chance. Again, I don't like judging. But it does upset, you know, if basically you try your hardest and you see another person really not doing much about their weight loss and yet getting chance after chance after chance to try again to get into the surgery. Everybody deserves chances. I'm a firm believer in that. But if you haven't learned your lesson after two refusals, I don't know if you're ready. If
1, 2 minutes. Start. High power microwave.
If you are still booking a holiday, all inclusive after two refusals, exactly when your liver shrinkage diet is supposed to start, then I'm kind of doubting your readiness for the operation, because you have to be psychologically ready and mentally ready, emotionally ready. If, I mean, goodness me, yes, I also had my last supper. I actually had two, because I had to start the pre-op diet, then stop it for a week, and then start it again, because my operation being postponed. Yes, it is a bad thing. I mean, yes, it is a bad habit to have, you know, you had to have a last supper. I know that that's silly, because you're not saying goodbye to food. You're just saying goodbye to food in large quantities. But that's okay, I suppose. Okay, I'm not saying great, but okay. But to book a whole week away when you were supposed to be on milk or vegetable soup, I don't know. I just don't understand it. And of course, they would show this kind of person just to show that actually it makes you think people who had weight... It makes it... Okay, let me say this again. If the media shows these kinds of people, like that lady, it makes some people who may not know about weight loss surgery probably feel themselves confirmed in their opinion that actually people who want a weight loss surgery are lazy and looking for a quick fix. And it really puts us, who are really putting a lot into this, into a very bad light. And there are people who are actually wanting this and who are really putting 110% in it. Not saying I'm good all the time, by no means, but I certainly try. I'd say I'm good 9 out of 10 times. But yeah, it does make you feel like we're all this way. Believe us, you're not, you know, the agency is not wasting money on us. Promise. Because this hospital that they're showing, the surgeries, just like mine was, is paid by the National Health Service, NHS. There are some people who go private, but as you can imagine, I mean, a gastric bypass costs about £10,000. A band costs about £7,000. As you can imagine, not everybody has so much money. And even with a loan or anything like that, it just isn't really feasible for people like, for example, me, who's on benefits. But when you look at the people who are featuring on these programs, you sometimes... I think people actually have a right to feel like they're being ripped off because their money, their taxes, is being are being used for, you know, to feed back into the NHS and then to treat people who really are lazy and not doing anything for it. Why do you think that the NHS is giving us weight loss targets before surgery and making sure that we are willing to make changes, maintainable changes, not drastic ones, not crash diet, but maintainable changes, not to actually lose all the weight that we were supposed to lose, you know, not all that, not to lose all the weight without the surgery, but just to see if we're willing to make the changes. Because having a surgery like this requires you to make, eventually, you do have to make some drastic changes in your diet, especially the bypass. Now the band as well, but the band is more, I'd say, lenient, because you haven't got the dumping really. Well, you don't normally don't. Dumping being this horrible happening event where you feel you've eaten too much sugar or too much fat, and you can get nauseous, dizzy, faint. If I eat too much sugar, I get nauseous. Heart's going really fast. I can get sleepy. If I eat too much fat, I mean, the sugar dumping happens pretty much straight away. If I eat too much fat, like say, for example, I have something with cheese in a restaurant, and the cheese, of course, in a restaurant is full fat, I might be fine immediately after, but when I get home from the meal, 2-3 hours after, I suddenly feel very, very wobbly, very, very dizzy, and very, very faint. And it's a good thing then if I sit down and normally a tiny portion of protein, like, I don't know, protein bar, milk, protein shake, baby bell light, something like that normally helps. But the band normally doesn't have that. So with the bypass, you do have to make quite drastic changes. I mean, I'll give you an example. There is Oats So Simple porridge pots, lovely, lovely flavours you can have them. But I'm actually not allowed them because they're like 15.8 grams of sugar in them. But for normal people, or rather in the adverts, for example, these porridges are seen as healthy. Now, I suppose they're probably healthier than your Cocoa Pops or your Frosties or your chocolate Cheerios or something. But certainly not healthy, because there's still a lot of sugar in it. Yeah, you got the oats, but you probably almost ruin everything you do with eating oats by eating the sugar. So what I'm trying to get here is what the average person sees as healthy can still have too much sugar for us. The protein bar that a guy at a fitness shop would call low carb can still send me into the worst dumping attack ever. So it's not easy to really to avoid these kinds of foods, but you have to make really drastic changes. So whoever thinks that weight loss surgery is an easy way out is very wrong. It's just that some people are so lazy and don't do anything, and might still eat smaller portions of, or like every day eat small portions of, you know, naughty foods. And basically relax back and think, oh, the weight's going to fall off. Which, or the bypass, for the first 3, 6, 9 months, it will.
But afterwards, if you're not careful, you're gonna get all the way back. So you need to, it's critical kind of to, you know, use the first 9 months. By the way, I'm 8 months out, so literally I haven't got much left before my weight loss might slow down. But you have to use the first 9, maybe 12 months to really knuckle down on your eating habits and making the changes. And it works, because I haven't got the cravings for chocolate and cake anymore. But seriously, the media does make it look like we are lazy and we are waiting for a quick fix. Hardly anything is being said about dumping syndrome. Hardly anything is being said about, you know, eating too sugary and too fatty foods. They're told to avoid crisps, cakes, and da 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 da, but you're not really they're not really explaining why. So I think you need to, you know, as gory as it is, you need to mention dumping. So I enjoy watching it, just because, funnily enough, I can really relate to many of the people on the program. But I do also think that the media does present it in a quite dramatic light. The last question I've got is a question that I would love to have an answer for from you guys on Audible. It's like a thing that should kind of make you think. As a lady featured in tonight's program, who was about 30 stone. Now, for you who work in pounds, that is about 420 pounds, I believe. People in kilograms, bear with me, I reckon probably 240, 250 kilograms. She is shorter than me. I'm 5'2", she's 4'11". Scary. And she had the offer to have a gastric balloon fitted. Now, a balloon is, it's a temporary thing to make your stomach smaller. Some people actually get gastric balloon to get down to the BMI that the doctors want them to get, so that it's safe to have the gastric bypass. So she had the offer to get a gastric balloon, but they were thinking of putting her under general anaesthetic, although the balloon normally is inserted via local anaesthetic. Or with local anaesthetic, sorry, with. But she refused the balloon. Now, maybe some of you can never imagine yourself in this situation, but bear in mind, I can. If you had the choice between having something, yeah, it's quite scary in your body. Yeah, you may have to go under general anaesthetic, scary as well. And, you know, it's risky. But if you lose weight, you're healthier, and other health risks will decrease. And would you be too scared of the risks? And yes, there are big risks. And would you not have the balloon, or would you have the balloon? Because, end of the day, the risks of your own health decreasing because of the obesity anyway are too great. What do you do? If, let's just broaden it. If you had a disease that can be easily be treated by your lifestyle. Well, not easily. Hang on. Let me backtrack. If you had a disease that can be treated by lifestyle, but it's hard, and the other option is something, a risky procedure that can help you, but it's risky to be done. What would you do? Would you rather struggle on and maybe fail, or would you remember the risk and let the doctors help you? Now, I've made my decision, obviously, with the bypass. And I knew the risks. I did. I wasn't going in there blindly. No pun intended. But, I guess it depends what personality you are and how desperate you are and how determined you are. And even if I had lost the weight without the bypass, I don't think I would have maintained it. If this lady manages to lose the weight without any help, wouldn't she then just relapse back and think, oh, well, I've done it now, I've lost the weight, and eat her normal stuff and gain it all again? That would be my fear. So just a thought for you guys. Sorry for my waffling. I hope you kind of could follow along. And again, for those of you who are in the UK, look at Tuesdays at 8 o'clock in the evening, ITV1 Weight Loss Award. Very, very interesting. Not ideally presented, but yeah, interesting nevertheless. Especially if you know me a bit and you would like to get to know what kind of procedure I had and, you know, how it helps. I'll talk to you soon.